They finally struck it big with Alive. And Kiss continued that streak when they went back to the studio and came out with Destroyer, released on this date, March 15th, 1976. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. During the fall of 1975, the band recorded at the famous Electric Lady Studios in New York City and hired Alice Cooper's producer Bob Ezrin, who played the role as a disciplinarian to the band. His authority and style, something that Kiss wasn't used to, would lead to a big departure in the band's sound from their first three studio albums. So much so that even though they had done studio overdubs on Alive, Ezrin would bring in replacement players, most notably for Ace Frehley, who was embracing the rock lifestyle and was constantly late to the studio or would fail to show up entirely. After a brief contract dispute, the sessions resumed in the new year, and a month later, Destroyer was released to mixed reviews from critics and from diehard Kiss fans. The biggest complaint from the hardcore fans was the Peter Criss-led Beth, a ballad released as the fourth single and the song that would give the band their first top 10 hit and propel the album sales. It was the band's first platinum-selling studio album. But the backlash would keep the band from working with Ezrin for the next 6 years. But Kiss was now here to stay. They'd release another platinum seller before the end of 1976, Rock and Roll Over, and end the decade as one of the biggest rock bands. Something they'd already proved they could do live, but their first studio success began on this date, March 15th, 1976, when Kiss released Destroyer. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.